Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The student-run greenhouse at the Pleasantville High School is open for business. Let's go in-depth with students Maddie Orweiler and Brandon Persifield. Brandon and Maddie, you're in a greenhouse class. Tell us about the class. What are you learning?
So for our class, we are learning, for one, how to have a business. We are selling our products, and then we're also learning how to transplant, how to plant, and really anything that has to do with farming and agriculture and really just planting.
And when did you start planting? You've got the greenhouses full. There's lots of really neat stuff. When did you start planting?
Toward the beginning of the class. First, we had to do our research on our plants that we had to do.
Okay, well, what kind of research?
Research on when we had to plant them, their temperatures, and how much they needed to be watered, and if they need partial or full sunlight.
And so you just did that on the internet, I presume?
We did that on the internet, yes.
And then you decided which plants you're going to grow, or did you already
know?
We
all got to pick our own plants.
Oh, really? What did you pick?
I picked asters, monkey flowers, and snapdragons.
Why?
Because there's a certain color to them that I like, and they're just really beautiful plants.
Had you planted them before?
No, I have not. This is my first time planting any kind of plant.
Tell me the process. I presume you bought the seeds?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
And then we had to be taught how to plant them from individual seeds into small little plugs. And then plant them two rows, 16 in each pack. And by then, you have to just leave it under a mist system so they can first sprout their roots and then get their true leaves. Once they get their true leaves, we transplant them into two packs, and then they start growing more, then those are ready to be sold.
Okay, and so like how tall are they when they're ready to be sold?
It depends on the flower. If it might be an inch or it might be 2 inches, just depends.
And Maddie, what did you decide to grow?
So I decided to grow jalapenos, and then I helped plant some basil and cucumbers, and then I also helped plant some tomatoes.
Jalapenos, mm-hmm. That's nice. Are you a fan?
Yeah, I like hot stuff.
All right. Well, good for you. Now, so you did some vegetables and herb.
Right.
Is that a different process than the flowers, or the same?
Nope, it's just the same. We get the seeds, we put them in, and then we just wait till they're ready to transplant.
And how many other kids are working on projects, more or less?
We have a total of 14 students in this class.
Okay, and so they all pick different things?
Yep.
So what do you have out there? I saw tomatoes. What else?
So we have tomatoes, we have jalapenos, we have different perennials, we have annuals that we bought, we have hanging baskets out there. We also grew like cilantro, flowers, we have like begonias and other flowers out there.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Pleasantville High School greenhouse with students Maddie Orweiler and Brandon Persifield. And you're interested in selling to the public, right? This is a fundraiser. Tell us about that.
Correct. We want to sell it to the public. Whoever wants to come, we have some really good sales coming on. We have, if you buy 4 hanging baskets, you get one for free. If you spend $50, you get $10 free. And then for our Mother's Day sale, we will have a ribbon around the plants, such as like roses, and those will be for sale. They'll have a discounted price.
And so what are your hours?
Our hours are on Saturdays, and then during the school day, Monday through Friday. Saturdays, it's from about 11 to 3, and then we are open for an appointment. So if you would like to schedule with us, you can contact Mr. Collins, or you can contact our Facebook page, which is Pleasantville Greenhouse, and let us know that you would like to have an appointment.
All right, now I understand some people have been having some trouble finding the greenhouse. Can you tell us where it is?
Correct. So it's right behind the school. It's on the back end. You have to go through the parking lot, and it's right there.
And this is a chance for you kids to make some money, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so how does that work? You made the investment? Well, essentially, you've got a business, don't you?
Yes, we do.
All right, so tell us about that.
Our business? Every plant we sell, first we have to pay back where we bought our pre-grown, already ready to sell plants. Once we get that, whatever's left, we divide up amongst us students.
Okay, and so then you use it to invest in your business or go to the movies or whatever you want. This is about learning the process of running a business, right?
Right. So from our money, we pay back everything that we had already bought, and for growing, the seeds are expensive. So once we have that done, then each of the people in our class will get money that is left over after we've taken care of expenses that need to be taken care of.
So when you get out of school, you can say, well, I've already run a business.
Right.
What have you learned on the business side of it?
Well, you learn how to work with customers. You learn the expenses, the income. You learn money-wise what you need to do, and really just the real world of running a business, how to talk to people and making connections.
All right. And one of the things you had to do is get the word out. And so you called me and said, would you talk to me about this? And that's really an important thing, getting the word out.
Right. It's important, especially for the greenhouse and just in general, to get others involved and to get your word out.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Pleasantville High School greenhouse with students Maddie Orweiler and Brandon Persifield. Let's just say that, I can't make it Saturday. Is there any time in the school day that, I know you aren't going to be here till 9 at night or whatever, but is there
right.
any time in the school day when someone can stop by?
Absolutely. Any time of the day, we will have a class in here. So if you just want to stop in to the greenhouse, you can either call one of us, there's a number on the door, or you can just knock on it and we should be able to come out and help you if you end up showing up.
What if somebody comes and buys out everything?
Well, then we're out.
They'll have to come back next year.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. You want to sell as much as you can.
Right.
So by me coming here and buying things, I'm contributing to your knowledge of business and also helping you in some ways spread the importance of FFA.
Correct. It's really important to us. And by having the community support us, it's something that really helps us and continuously grow and just learn in general.
And Maddie, you're incoming president of the FFA?
Correct.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's quite a responsibility.
It is, but I'm excited for the year.
Okay, and you've got some events coming up.
Right. So on May 1st, we have an Ag Farm Safety Day out at the livestock farm. And so that will be for 5th and 6th graders. And then we will also have the Secretary of Ag, Mike Nagg, who will also be there.
And so is he going to give a talk or is he going to... What's he going to do?
Yep, so he will be in town, and then he'll just visit the livestock farm, and then after, at like 2 o'clock, I think he's going to be able to come back and talk to the 8th graders.
Okay, continuing education for everybody interested in agricultural production. Here we have to, I want to give a shout out to the FFA alumni, too. They're a big help for you, aren't they?
Right, they are. Without their help, we would not be able to have our livestock farm or to... continuous with our projects, and so really their support is such an important thing to the FFA.
Anything else going on with FFA?
we're just we have a senior luncheon, and that'll be fun to enjoy, like, the seniors graduating and just thank them for their time and for their help.
What else would y'all like for the community to hear today?
We have sales that aren't just at our greenhouse. We have in different places, depending on the weather. If it's a nice sunny day, we will be up near Casey's, where the farmer's market is usually. But it's going to be rainy this weekend, so we're going to be somewhere where it has a little bit of shelter, such as Checkerboard.
Okay, so people might see you around town.
Yes.
Right. So we will have three different locations, at our greenhouse, which is right behind the school, or we will be at Checkerboard or over by Casey's.
And who should come and why?
Everyone. We would enjoy all of you guys to come. It's supporting the community, and we have some really great plants to sell.
Thanks to Maddie Orweiler and Brandon Persifield for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.